Late yesterday evening, Dillingham police responded to a report that a man was shot at a residence on Aleknagik Lake Road. When officers arrived, they found a 31-year-old with a gunshot wound to his back and blunt force trauma to his head. The victim was medevaced to Anchorage.
And fortunately, he seems like he's going to be okay.
That's Dillingham Police Chief Dan Pascarillo. Witnesses at the scene told police that John Einhellig of Dillingham and a man unknown to them, later identified as Joshua Jenkins, entered the victim's home.
And essentially, the scenario is these two guys went into the house, told the victim he owed them money, and that they were going to take his large screen TV as payment. The victim didn't want them to take the TV. A struggle ensued when the victim was shot by one of the men, and then both men proceeded to beat him until they fled from the scene.
Jenkins, a 20-year-old from Anchorage, allegedly shot the victim with a handgun. Witnesses described the getaway vehicle to police. Shortly afterward, police spotted the vehicle on Lake Road, and they say it sped away. When the vehicle pulled into a driveway of a home on the Nucluck subdivision, both men in the car jumped out. Einhellig fled on foot into the woods. Law enforcement apprehended Jenkins.
Yeah, we believe it was drug-related. When Joshua Jenkins was arrested, he had $11,500 in cash on his person. An unusual amount for a 20-year-old man to be carrying around.
Additionally, police say they found a small amount of heroin and paraphernalia in the victim's home. Jenkins was arrested and charged with felony offenses of assault and robbery in the first degree. He was arraigned at the Dillingham court Friday morning. Einhellig is still at large, and a warrant is active for his arrest. He is also charged with assault and robbery in the first degree. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.